Yeah, well, it's his skating. I mean, I think that he's an elite skater in this draft class among defensemen. And so there's smoothness to it. There's, you know, there's certainly speed, but I think it's his ability to use his edges to cover ground, and the fact that he, you know, takes really good angles on players and both in the offensive zone and the defensive zone. You know, I think his defending is still a work in progress, but what he showed at the World Junior Championship is that, you know, you put him in that role and he adapts, and he was down the lineup to start. And, you know, Bowen Byram came down with an illness, I believe, and couldn't play in one of the games. And then, you know, Jamie Drysdale steps up, scores a goal. He's pretty outstanding. And, you know, interestingly enough, I think the consensus is not necessarily that Drysdale will be the first defenseman pick. I don't think there is a consensus anymore, which is really surprising because, you know, Jake Sanderson has entered the conversation. Talking to a lot of different scouts, I mean, there are scouts that prefer him over Drysdale because he's a more complete defenseman. But it's, you know, if you would have told us that at the beginning of the draft season, I don't think anybody would have believed you. But that just goes to show how much improvement Jake Sanderson had over the course of the year. So I think you've got two defensemen that likely end up somewhere in the top 10 or just outside of it. So, I mean, it's pretty intriguing to see kind of how that has shifted over time. But no question, you've got two guys that I think a lot of people believe will be top pairing defensemen.